love to see these Jaguars bounce in sports. I'm going to play the pair version in the opening and in closing. I'm going to actually play a Motorhead version if you can. Give us feedback at the Impact 99, at the Impact Media on Twitter. That's what our Twitter handle is. If you want to catch us on Facebook, we are Impact Media. We're pretty easy to find. Of course, Instagram, the Impact 99. Post a picture of your favorite, if you like one better than the other, or, whichever. But, welcome to Jaguar Zone. Tons to talk about, or at least as much as I can. And, I actually took a general consensus poll of, some big Jaguar fans I know, and, they represent some different groups. I won't say who they are, but I'll give you the general consensus on who the number three pick should be this week and the general outlook for the Jaguars. But we will get into it right now. First thing off the block, there is a story out, and I say story because nobody can really confirm this. He is pretty much off the grid. The story says that wide receiver Justin Blackmon, currently suspended because of his positive marijuana tests, multiple, there's a story saying that there's a chance he may not want to play football anymore. And he has not applied for reinstatement with the league. The league has not really heard from him as well, let alone the Jaguars franchise. It kind of brings up the thing. Could the team be moving on at this point? And I know a lot of you guys like Justin Blackmon. A lot of you guys probably do want to move on at this point because, at least being suspended, he's not making the money. But at the same time, all the time, effort, and money that was invested into this guy and all of you guys that supported him, if he decides not to play, I just hope he gets his life together. That's what it really comes down to. You just really hope that whatever is going on, if he would rather do something else to play football, then at least it's what makes him happy. Hopefully he can clean up things and, do the best he can as far as that. I have heard rumblings as to they could be moving on as soon as the first round as far as a new number one at that position, but I will get into that in a minute because after I go through all the general consensus of the people that I polled, I will give you my take on those as well. Plus, I will announce where I'll be this Thursday for the draft in case you want to come hang out. A lot of you guys that listen to this, unfortunately, are probably not in the right city, but some of you that do are. But I will get into that a little later. If you are in town and you want to drop by for a second, even if you're not a Jaguar fan and you just happen to be listening to this show because you enjoy all the great media content we do here at Impact Media each week, thanks for listening and drop by and see us. It will be a lot of fun. Actually, Reggie from the End Zone Falcon Zone Super Pro Football Show will be in a different location this week as well to take in the draft. So I will get into that on Wednesday's special show for that. As far as Justin Blackmon, like I said, he's pretty much off the grid at the moment. I believe he's still in a rehab facility. Haven't heard much from him. Nobody really has. Just hope he gets everything straight. And if he doesn't want to play anymore, that's fine. I'm sure the Jaguars will make a mutual agreement with him, and he can go on, with the rest of his life. Fine with me. It's not like he's really played for the team since, 2013, I believe, was the last time he played. So, it is what it is. In the same way that I watch games hoping the referees get the calls right, even if they're not for my team, the team I'm choosing to pull for, at the same time, as talented as Justin is, I just want him to get his life straight and be happy. So if that's not playing football, then that's not playing football. But we'll move on to a football-related story. Apparently, Paul McCartney had a conversation with Peyton Manning that impacts the Jaguars in a couple ways. And this was at the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary show a couple months back. If you didn't get a chance to catch it, go find it online somewhere. It was pretty funny. I guarantee if you watch Saturday Night Live anywhere in the last 40 years, your favorite characters are going to be on here. Or at least some sort of tribute to them. But Anyway, apparently at said event, Paul McCartney was asking Peyton Manning about his outlook for the Jaguars. And that's because McCartney's girlfriend or his wife or fiance, I forgot what she is to him, but his main lady friend, her 20-year-old son is a diehard Jaguars fan. Seems to have good taste. And in the conversation, Peyton Manning replied that they do have the young Blaine Bortles down there in Jacksonville and a lot of young guys, so as they mature and grow together, the team should really start making a mark. The whole Blaine Bortles thing, you got to remember, before Blake was Blaine Gabbert, so I could understand Peyton. He's not taking a jab in no way towards Jacksonville or Bortles or even Blaine Gabbert for that matter. He probably just mixed it up in his head. He doesn't really pay attention to a lot of the other people in the league, I don't believe, and pretty sure he won't play against the Jaguars before he's done, because they're not playing this year. Now, as far as McCartney, he actually has some ties to Jacksonville besides his stepson or soon-to-be stepson or whatever he is. He did the halftime show at, he was part of the halftime show at Super Bowl 39, which was at Alltel Stadium, now named Everbank Stadium. I think you guys know where I'm talking about. That was a pretty good show, if I remember correctly. Now, in that conversation, I do have to throw out, this conversation was to a Tennessee radio station up in Titanland up there, which was the other tie to the Jaguars. Peyton did extend an open invitation to sing the national anthem in Denver at any point when he talked to McCartney. You know, I wouldn't mind if owner Khan or general manager Caldwell, the city of Jacksonville in general, I think Jackson DeVille might get on top of this too. Why don't we open a open invite to anytime Paul McCartney wants to, anytime he happens to be down in the Jacksonville area and wants to sing the national anthem, wants to do a special halftime show. I don't even mind if he wants to play running back for a play. Why not? He's Paul McCartney. Why not? Sir Paul McCartney. Moving on. You know, Jaguar great Donovan Darius, his foundation has a free annual Father's Day celebration at Everbank on June the 20th. You can go to, of course, jaguars.com for more information on that. It looks like a pretty good deal. There's always a lot of good events going on near the stadium. This one seems like a really cool one. Maybe one you can take your dad to, or take your son or daughter to. It seems like a real family-friendly event, so go check out Donovan Darius' foundation's Father's Day event there. Like I said, June 20th. There are also travel packages available for home games, because not everybody lives in Jacksonville that are Jaguar fans. As we've noticed, there are fans all the way from Australia to probably the Antarctic Circle, which is awesome. But you can check as well jaguars.com for more information there. And the last thing I wanted to get to before I get to my general poll and consensus, General Manager Dave Caldwell said there needs to be a significant offer to get the number 3 pick. And what he's saying is they're not going to give it away. If you want to move up to number 3 to draft Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Leonard Williams, Bilbo Baggins, Sir Paul McCartney, whoever you want to come up there and grab, it doesn't matter. There's so much talent in this particular draft that, you know, if you want to move up, it's going to cost you something. Maybe not the RG3 ransom from a couple years ago that St. Louis is still reaping the benefits of, picking up like 8 All-Pros or Pro Bowlers for the shot to draft RG3. Yeah, I think Jeff Fisher is winning that one. But, yeah, I like Caldwell saying this. I think they're pretty good at number 3. I'll tell you who I like here in a minute. You know, couple names being thrown around here. We really don't know. This thing could be as upside down as a pineapple cake come Thursday, so we're going to have to tune in to find out more on that. Now to my general polling and consensus. I ask I actually threw out quite a few flyers, and I will go over the top three that I got for each question I asked. Of course, we will start with, there was only two questions I asked, so you know, it should be quick. The first one I asked, what should the Jaguars do on Thursday with the first round number 3 overall pick? The first general, these are the top three, like I said, the first general answer I got, or the first popular answer, was go for defensive lineman Leonard Williams or trade down. Okay, I can see that. Leonard Williams is definitely one of the top talents in the draft. Another pass rusher to go next to Sanderic Marks would be great. You know, bookend him on either side. I don't have a problem with that. The next most popular was either to get outside linebacker Vic Beasley from Clemson or to get wide receiver Amari Cooper from Alabama. There's that wide receiver to move on from Justin Blackmon I was talking about. This would give you a number one easy. Allen Robinson would probably be the two. And, just use the other guys as almost a committee just to keep people fresh, keep rotating them in. But outside linebacker Beasley or wide receiver Amari Cooper was option two. I'm good there too. I don't have a problem with that at all, especially at number three. Both those guys are top talents. I could see them, I would say they're top five talents, so I have no problem with them going three. Because if you draft in the top five, and I've said this before, if you draft in the top five, they're pretty much day one starters. Pretty much. Now, there's been some exceptions here and there. The Bortles thing, obviously quarterbacks, I would think about sitting for a little while if it worked out for the better with Bortles. But as far as normal position players, I have no problem letting them go out of the gate. I think all three of those guys would be ready. And the third most common and popular answer that I got was to get a pass rusher, a wide receiver, or to trade down. So, the general consensus is Beasley, Leonard Williams, or to get Amari Cooper, or to trade down. I don't have a problem with either of those. My personal vote, I still like Dante Fowler Jr. I think he's a little better than Leonard Williams, but I think those two are so close and so synonymous, flip a coin. I think Vic Beasley is, you know, I would say if both those guys are 4.5s, then a 4.25 would be Vic Beasley or Amari Cooper. I have no problem with either of those guys. I'm not going to give anybody a 5. Nobody's a 5. 5 is like, unfortunately, even though he plays for another team in the division, unfortunately, Andrew Luck, John Elway, those kind of guys that just have the high pedigree and just the numbers to super back it up. But any of these guys, yeah, I would give a 4.25 to a 4.5 too easy, if not more. Or to trade down. Why not? If, you know, even if you trade down to 5, or maybe you trade to 8, because Falcons always seem to like to move up and down. Maybe the Falcons want to move from 8 up to 3. And you can grab, I don't know, an extra second or third round pick in the middle of it. Beef up the defense even more. Or add a couple more options on offensive line. Because in my opinion, all Blake Bortles is missing is a solid running back. Denard could be that guy. I feel like they could still reach out. I don't know why Ray Rice is not on this team. Look, he paid his price. It's all done. If he does it again, he goes to jail. So it's not going to happen again. So the Ray Rice thing, everybody move past it. I think you should give him a tryout. That's just my opinion. He's still got the talent. But, you know, needs a solid run game. He needs probably one more solid offensive lineman to be in the rotation to make sure everything's covered at all times. And I think as far as the rest of it, it's good. As far as the offense, I like the young defense. So that's what I would do. I would target, if you don't want to go super big pass rusher, and there's a ton in this draft, there's also a ton of wide receiver talent. So even if you don't grab either of those, you want to go a different direction, go for it. Like I said, those were the three most popular answers there. And as far as the next question and the last question was, of course, their overall expectations for the season. Pretty much just looking for what do you think your record's going to be. And really, I got three are pretty much the same answers, but at the same time, they're a little different. The third most popular was 7-9.
Okay.
The second most popular was 8-8. All right. And the first most popular answer that I got was a combination of both. It was 7-9 or 8-8. So, the general consensus is this year to try to get 7 wins. I think that's a great goal. That's not too low. That's not too high. That's about right. If you get 7 or 8 wins, you're going to be, you know, the Jaguars are kind of a dark horse for picking up the wild card this year. So I have no problem with 7-9 or 8-8. I would actually, I would say my guess as of right now, without seeing any practices this offseason so far, without talking to anybody, without seeing any further tape, and without knowing who they're going to draft coming up on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, I would say 7-9 is what definitely they're looking at. And I say that because they are playing the NFC South this year, and the AFC and NFC South were the two statistically worst divisions last year. So it should make the competition level is going to be a lot closer right now. And in fact, I think the Jaguars are good enough to beat even the better teams on their schedule on any given day, as we've seen in the past. So I think 7-9 would be a good goal. If you can get 7 wins, I feel like you're going to turn the corner and really show people what the Jaguars are all about and where they're headed. And before I do get out of here, I do want to remind you the Bud Light Draft Party at Everbank will be this Thursday. And if you go a little early, the Bold City Brigade and Teal Street Hooligans will be in the parking lot throwing their own shindig as only they can. I'd say get there early and hang out with them and then go to the draft, the actual draft party from the Jaguars. And good luck and have fun to the Bold City Brigade and Till Street Hooligans members that are going to Chicago for the draft. I believe they leave tomorrow. Tomorrow being Tuesday, I believe they will leave to head up there. So, you know, guys, make sure you have a good, safe trip up there. We do want to come back all in the heat. But as looking for Motorhead is rocking up here to us right now. Like I said, whichever road you do like, make sure to tweet, text, call us in at some point, whatever you need to do. Tell me which version you like better, and it will become the new official song of Jaguar Zone. But thanks to Impact Media, and thanks to Podomatic.